Probably most of us are not aware of quite how many Asian and Pacific Island Floridians there are here, because they're just part of quite a variety of different communities. There are doctors or bankers or entertainers or whatever, but there really are a rich variety of cultures. Today, on this stage, our first presentation is going to be a Tongan kava ceremony. And many of the people here are from the island of Tonga. I'm going to introduce you to Willie Natane, who has worked for many years presenting different aspects of Polynesian cultures in Florida. And he's going to tell you a little bit more about what a kava ceremony is.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, as a Tongan, we are very fortunate to be invited to be part of the festival and to share our culture. Where we come from, the little island in the South Pacific, is very small. My friend over here, Namoa, is going to explain more about the islands, but I'm just going to give you a point about the tradition of this ceremony we're going to do, kava ceremony. This is one of our most important drinks in the island. It's not only a drink, but I think most of the most important people in the world have tasted this. The Queen Elizabeth, the King of Arab, and most of other people that from the world came to Tonga and tried this kava. As a matter of fact, this is the first thing we do whenever any VIP come to the island. And we want to share it with you. And this kava here was not only start from island, it was be way before that. When we came to Hawaii, we just came to Hawaii in about 10 years ago or 20 years ago. We found this thing here in Hawaii. But since the missionary came over to Hawaii, they teach the people to drink beer instead of drink kava. So now we're going to try, you know, we're getting back to our root. We start drinking kava more in the island than what we used to do before. In the islands, the people are different from the people here in America, but we are all same thing, we are all people, and we all learn to live together. This is the main thing of this idea, I think, of this folk festival, that we can all learn from each other what we can live together. This kava ceremony, in a way of doing it, there are certain people drink, you know, in drinking, you cannot just sit down and drink. When you go to a ceremony at home, before you even sit down for this surrounding, you better know where you sit or they're going to throw you aside. And to drink the kava, there's a way they got to present it to you, and you're going to see, Namoa is going to explain it all to you. This is a very sacred thing. In the island of Fiji, there is an instrument that they carry with them, and they laid right in front here of the kava, and anybody cross it, they'll kill him. That's how serious this ceremony is. And when they serve the kava, they not allow anybody to cross or walk in front of these people here. So before I go any further or tell something I don't really know for sure, I better let Namoa talk and explain to you more about the kava.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to begin, but we're going to do it in the island style. Then after that, they will explain, okay?
Kapmeti, Frelia, Frena, Amrika.
I just finished the traditional address of the ceremony. President King Clinton and the cabinet and the Congress and also the governor himself here in Florida and the cabinet and also the committee who represent the folk fair dinner. You're representing the whole country of America. And we're here today with the tribes of Rarotonga from the island of Fiji, represented by Mr. Senikau, and also the folks from New Zealand, represented by Kupe, and the folks from the island of Hawaii, represented by Kaleokalani. And of course, we have with us today Chief from the island of Tongahafu. And we're very fortunate to have with us one of the missionaries that went to the island and become a chief in the island of Samoa Ngalumalemana. And the princess of Tahiti, Miss Haunani over here. And the cover is about ready to serve. First, it's going to go to Tina. She's representing America, the government of America, from the Congress all the way down to the local government.
Go ahead. Kavago heka aviyama ngalu mala mala. Kavago heka aviva kleo kladi. Kavago heka aviva mahanani ve molokai. Kavako heka avia ma netale. Kavako heka. Maya Maku.
Now, yes, do you have any questions? Yes. Okay, after this mix, we'll give it to you. You know, right now at CNN, if you watch, they're talking about it. You know, you folks been educated us for long, long years. It's about time we educate you. This solution here, it really help you relax. It's not really, no, it really not, there's no side effect. Until you drink 50 gallons every day. But if you take a little bit every day, relax you. Well, they drink it in the islands all over the Pacific. Even in India, I believe they drink this. The pepper tree originated from India, the cover tree from India. But that's what they say in the dictionary, but the whole Pacific Islands, even in Hawaii, they grow wild in Hawaii. It's a pepper tree, but what we use is the root. The root, yes. Yeah, if we're friends. Well, the ceremony type thing, it's a big dramatic thing, but if you have friends, you can drink it normally. Without going through the whole work. And the whole work, they're supposed to bring in a bunch of food and dancing and all that in the ceremonies, the festival, yes. That's a very important question. You know, the story about Tonga, that the cover tree grew on a graveyard, on a young lady that sacrificed herself to the king of Tonga. You know, it's so sacred, and this is a taboo thing if we don't make fun out of it. And we, you know, and but that's a love, it's a real heart story, heartfelt story in Tonga about it. But I believe that the pepper tree is all over the Pacific. It's here in Florida too. One of the Tongan guys have he planted outside his home, and it's growing. It's nice. Yes. You have another one? Question? Okay. Did you have? Yeah, he did. That's Kaleokalani from Hawaii. The young man, this is the young man from New Zealand, Kupe. Young man from Fiji, Island, Sanikau. Young man from Tonga. Then we have Ngalumalemana from the island of Samoa on my left. They usually clap their hands, you know. In Fiji, they clap twice. But these guys, they never drink the stuff for so long, they forgot how to clap their hands. But it's supposed to sound like this.
Right.
You drink a lot of this, you don't get crazy.
Now, I recently went to my local drugstore and was looking at the herbal remedies that Celestial Seasonings now puts out, and they put out a thing called Tension Relaxer, of which one of the main ingredients is kava. Kava, kava. So you can all find it, actually, in your local drugstore.
The more, the better. Alo Malemana, you want to say something?
That's right.
Yes, let's say the last biggest cover ceremony that I've seen, it was for the coronation of the King of Tonga in 1992. I mean, 1976, took a whole day to do this. Yes, and I think there were about 180 nobles. See, like this, we call it the Alofi. And every one of them have their name. You know, when they, the man that calling out, no microphone. So, the people that mix this is a very special people. We call them the Toa. And there are certain tribes that can do this to the king. And we all have names. That's why I didn't want everybody to sit here, because these guys, they know all their names from their different islands. A given name for the cover ceremony, you know. Yes. You're going to see it in 11:30. They're all Polynesian girls. They're all in our same group. We this is Netane Production. And also, you know, traditionally in the island, a virgin is the only one that do this. We call her Taupo'o. Yes. Serving it, then, yes, ma'am. The red thing, are you Russian? Oh. The island of Tonga, that's the color of their flag. It's red and a white cross. See, we all wear long pants, but we know we're going to get sick if we don't wear this lava lava. We call it Samoa lava lava. In Tonga, we call it Tupenu. In the island of Fiji, they call it Sulu. We all have our own names for Only you folks can come and wear your clothes in this kind of ceremony, you know. But us, your throws, it's a disgrace if we come with without these wraps. Sure, we're done. We're done. You guys can enjoy the whole festival. Have a good time. Thank you.
At 11:30, this group here will be back doing dancing and music from the Pacific Islands. If you'd like to return and see some of that presentation.
We're about to begin our traditional South Indian dancing. Ms. Geeta Raj is going to talk about
where Lord Ganesha, the Adi Devata, the destroyer of evil, is worshipped before the commencement of any show in Indian traditional classical style. They are getting their bells tied. Bells part a very important form of a dance. And the stage also, it's not very clean, but we dance barefoot on a stage like this. I'm just worried about splinters. But are you ready?
I think we're ready to begin.
That was very good. Amisha Mehta, a 10-year-old from Orlando, will present... Not yet. Sorry. Will present Karthikeya Kautumam, another conventional dance of invocation. Here, the sixth face god Karthikeya, the second son of Lord Shiva, god of destroyer of evil, will be represented. A long time ambition for little Amisha to do an item with me, her teacher. My name is Geeta Raj. And the only condition she incidentally raised to be here is that she would want to dance with me. And this is the first time also in my 25 years of teaching and 40 years of dancing that I am dancing with a child, with a student of mine. I will be doing Alaripu in Ragam Natte, set to Tishram, with Amisha Mehta. Alaripu is another traditional dance which has existed since the last 100 years, which involves eye-neck movements coordinated with footwork. It's like connotes the blossoming of the body. It's more aerobical in nature. like aerobics kind of a deal, but it warms up the body for further difficult dances.
Jati Swaram in Ragam Saveri set to Rupam Thalam involves jatis or combinations of units of dance interwoven with notes delivered melodiously. This item is performed by Sonia and Meghan Keskar.
Thank you.
This dance, Bharatanatyam, is one of the six classical dances of southern India. It's originated Kids, I would appreciate if you wait for the show to be over and then get a sign. Thanks. That'll give them some time to breathe. Thank you. This item is almost 2,000 years old. The tillana that you will see is usually the concluding item in a Bharatanatyam recital. And this in Rag Paras, set to Aditala, involves intricate foot movements, rhythmic patterns of hands, very similar to the Jatishwara. But it is unique in a way that the whole dance is performed for one tune, one melody, for the first half of the dance. And then it gets really typically faster in the fourth and third speed of footwork in the second half of the dance number. Tillana, ready girls? By Sonia Keskar and Meghan Keskar.
Tanom tanat dijamaya.
Now, unlike ballet, I'm here to inform you that these dances are done with the ankles bent, feet bent, and this posture is called Aramandi position, which needs a lot of real healthy, tough calf muscles. I would like you to try it at home, maybe not here, but it's funny looking if you try it here, but try sitting in this position for even 2 seconds, 3 seconds, maybe go a little deeper. Try raising, sitting on toes like this, and try to sitting on toes, jumping on toes, stretching on toes, and then if you feel healthy enough, then you're ready for Indian classical dancing. The next item, Amisha Mehta, is transformed into a gypsy, a native wanderer of southern India, and will do a folk dance, which is folk in tune, in melody, but truly classical in footwork and rhythm. Usually a concluding dance, so performed to cast off evil eyes existing amongst the audience, true to this traditional American Indian style beliefs also. This dance is performed at the end of the show. Amisha, in Adum Mayil Meedilerum. ladies and gentlemen. We are extremely honored to be here. Especially these children, I'm sure, are glad because they found somebody in their age group to be watching them. On behalf of Dr. and Mrs. Keskar, Mr. Mehta, Shirish Mehta, Rashmi Mehta, Sonia Keskar, Meghan Keskar, and Amisha Keskar and myself, I thank you all for being so patient, quiet, and watching this with a real sense of appreciation. Thanks again. It's a pleasure to dance amongst you.
Thank you so much, Gita. For those of you from the Gainesville area, there is a very strong East Indian community in Gainesville, so just watch the newspaper, and they have public performances periodically, and Gita is heavily involved with those, and I'll assure you it's of the highest caliber. And the last performance I went to, they had some live music. It was just beautiful. And men dancing also. It's not only for women. So we're very glad to have you here. Thank you again. And coming right up is James Kelly. Is Jane going to play with you too? No, just himself, just James. Which, of course, James is a great, great fiddler. An Irish fiddler. His father also was a great fiddler and also a person who had a lot to do with ensuring that Irish traditional music was perpetuated back home in Ireland, back in Dublin City, where they came from. Okay, James now lives in Miami Springs. Just as soon as I get off the microphone, I think he's going to get started. And certainly.
Testing 1, 2.
Yeah, that's a bit muddy, that microphone. Is this, can you take a bit of the bass off the mic, just a little bit?
Hello, 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 hello. Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and everybody else who are here today. Thanks for coming along to this wonderful gathering here at Stephen Foster Park. My name is James Kelly. As Bob said, I originally come from Dublin in Ireland, which is the capital city, and I grew up there. My father was a musician from County Clare in the west of Ireland. Anybody in the audience been over in Ireland? That many? One person. So did you go to Dublin? Oh, you? Okay. Well, anyhow, I grew up in Dublin, and my father was from County Clare in the west. He was a fiddle player and a concertina player. Are you familiar with an instrument called a concertina? Around these, any concertina players up in North Florida? Yeah. Anyway, he moved from Clare up to Dublin and raised a family, and I was the youngest of six fiddlers in my family, and that's how I grew up playing music. So I'll start off with a couple of jigs for you here today.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. That was a selection of three jigs I played for you there. The first one was called Apples in Winter. The second one was a jig called Richard Bennens. And the last tune, I don't have a name on, but a lot of times you associate a melody with the musician that you met. So I associate that tune with a fiddler from the north of Ireland called Sean Maguire, who's a legendary fiddler still alive at the present day. Thanks very much. That's Planxty Fanny Power. And I'm just going to play one more selection because I know there's a lot of music coming up this morning and, of course, all day long. I'll play you three reels, just something a little bit more lively. I don't have a name on the first one. Do I have a name on the second one? I don't have a name on the second one either. And the last one is a reel called Tripping Down the Stairs. So when I play this tune, you can imagine yourself falling down the stairs. I hope you don't hurt yourself. That's it. There you go. Thank you. Thanks very much for listening. Thanks, Bob.
Shows at SeaWorld there in outside of Orlando. And he has, I think, also done a show at Disney World. And he's also produces shows other places in the world right now. He's in, I think, Hong Kong and Taipei, as well as in Spain. And so Willie is a musician himself. Matter of fact, I think he told me that he played the violin, so he was interested in hearing James Kelly. Used to play the steel guitar, too. Now he's strictly in the production business. So I think we're just about set. We ready to go, guys? Okay, I'll turn it over. Is there a name for the group? Hawaiian Rhythms from the Orlando and Kissimmee area.
Let's see. That's
sure. One, two.
Two.
Ha 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 ha. Eyes make all. Oh, you better know, you don't got chance. Another sister here, sweetheart. But today, Piliki, you're not. You too much, you hooey for him. What's the matter, you last night? You no come see Papa. I think so, you no like me no more. Too much like another girl, another sister like me too. She number one, good looking, too much aloha. Honolulu, pretty girl stops, too much good looking. Number one, sweet, naughty eyes make all. Sister him, sweetheart. But today, Piliki, you're too much a hooey for him. What's the matter, you last night? You don't come see Papa. I think so, you don't like me no more. You're too much like another boy. Another sister likes me too. She number one. Too much aloha, 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 away, aloha, aloha, away. Sister likes me too. She number one, good looking, too much aloha. Ah, 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 ah.
Thank you. Right now, I'd like to take you to the island of Tahiti and bring to you our lovely dancers with what is known as the welcoming dance of Tahiti, the Otea. Everybody doing this afternoon? Great. You guys are having a good day here? All right. We're going to take you on a little journey to the South Pacific Islands. Right now, we like to go to the islands of New Zealand and bring to your lovely dancers what is known as the Māori. Tēnei te pōwhiri, nā mīri ki nā rīwi, aue. E te tuhaku aho, ore te kore noa. Te o tau tātipu, ari ke tākiwa.
If I got a knuckle toe, I knuckle, I know toe. Tau waka na buani go ani go tikike. Awe, ina ori e a goa. Ite ite no wa. E wata diri kato wani kato kato wa. Kenka hake tua ke zuru tutika ke o tutika papa. Aire maera, aire maere na doa. Ete tua ke aha, ore te dore noa. Eo tau tau tibu unari te taki wai. Iva kaya na kato, anaku anau tau e. Tau aka Awe, Aire maera, aire makaribe katoa. Ete ku haere ma, haere ma kia ora.
From the islands of New Zealand, also known as the land of the long white cloud. Right now, we'd like to go back to the very, very beautiful islands of Hawaii and bring to you one of the modern hulas. Now, you have to remember to watch the girl's hands, for it tells the whole story. And it's to a song called Tonight Mapuana.
Sweet dreams, Mapuana, till morning meets the dew. One kiss of sweet aloha, aloha, I love you. One kiss of sweet aloha.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. I hope you guys are enjoying your show. Right now, I'd like to give a little information about a luau that we will be having tomorrow night. Exactly time is 5 o'clock. We're going to be having a big luau, which is the whole entire stuff. We're going to have food and everything down here, so all those who would like to come back and see that would be just great to have you. Right now, we'd like to take you to the exciting island of Tahiti again and bring to you our dancers what is known as the Aprima. Now, this one, you have to watch the hips because the hips tells the whole story. So, gentlemen, watch what you want to watch. Ladies, keep your eye on your husbands. The dancers from Tahiti. Tahiti, Tahiti, yeah. I will welcome you with desire, always dream on. Tahiti, Tahiti, yeah. I will welcome you with the sweet on the tiare. Onea, no te no. Hello te. Morire. Tahiti, Tahiti, yeah. Norte maudu inau de wune fi anonato. Tahiti, Tahiti, yeah. I will welcome you with this hour, sweet tiare. Ornea, no te no. Tahiti, Tahiti, yeah. Won't you come with me to the islands I've always dreamed of? All right, have a nice time for our guy. Right, good job. Now we saved the best one for last, so this one we're going to do a little bit different. We're going to do them real nice and slow. So all you got to do right now is watch your dancer do exactly what she does. Are you ready? All right, here we go. How did I stand for our last volunteer? Great job, great job. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, that comes to the conclusion of our show. We will be back at 3 o'clock, if not 3:30, I'm sorry. One or the other, 3 o'clock around that area. So we hope you have a nice day. And from us to you, we'd like to say... Aloha! Have a nice day.
Because in Chinese custom, they always put the last name first and the first name follow the last name. So instead of John Cage, they said Cage John. So in my case, Chinese people call me Wei. Instrument, but a slightly different construction. Okay. The other one, you see, it's a bowed instrument. It's two-stringed. There's a bow insert between the two strings. So you never play like a violin. You can freely use the bow out of string. You always bow the two string between the two, the strings. Now, is anyone here heard this two instrument music before? Anyone heard this Chinese instrument before? And these two instruments? Wow, where you heard this instrument? Oh yes, you have a good memory. Yes. Let me introduce the musician here. The tin player is An Yao. Again, Yao is last name and An is first name. And by the way, and she's my dear wife. So she still keeps her family name Yao, and we use different family name. And I don't know if it's considered an indication of the independency or feminism, but this is also common practice in China. Our who player is Luo Wu, or Wu Luo, and she plays the Erhu, so-called Erhu. E-R-H-U means two string. R means two. Hu is the fiddle, so-called Erhu. The instrument has a long history, especially the first instrument, the long zither. As far as the history is concerned, it came back 2 century BC, But at that time, there are only 7 strings or 8 strings. But today, you can see there are many strings here. This particular version has 21 strings. Okay, but in the ancient time, they used kind of a silk, the string made of silk. But today, because the silk is, first, very expensive. Second, it's not going to produce very loud, volume of sound. So today they use kind of a combination of nylon and steel. Actually, the steel is steel wounded by the nylon. So it's make more durable and also sounds more, give you more volume of sound. The erhu, the two-stringed fiddle, is not very ancient instrument. Actually, this is something we can refer to as an imported instrument because by the Tang Dynasty, which back to about 1,000 years ago, this instrument imported from West Asian countries. And they somehow adopted the instrument used by Chinese people and developed as one of the most popular instruments in China. I think they are ready, so we are going to play some pieces for you. The first piece they're going to play is called Jiangnan Chunse, or called Spring in Jiangnan. Jiangnan is a place in southeast, especially east China, including Shanghai, Jiangsu, Zhejiang province. And this piece is composed of Ma Xin and Zhu Changyao. This is a folk tune apparently adapted the Jiangnan folk music. It's just the poetry is the charm of spring in the countryside. It's very simple. This is the erhu solo, but accompanied by the zheng, Z-H-E-N-G, this long zither instrument. Okay. Thank you.
He celebrates the harvest, so you can kind of you know, pick up some drums and gongs, you know, here and where. There. Thank you.